Saturdays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. CBS's Willie James Inman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhone and iPad after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. CBS New York's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation. And I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
"I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man."
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett has this.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games. Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
Now that the SAG-AFTRA board has approved a tentative actors contract, the membership will soon get to vote. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland says it includes over $1 billion in new wages and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
And actors do not have to wait for the ratification. They can start acting now. In fact, some of them already have started. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 27 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. 42 tomorrow, cloudy. 35 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going.
For the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin this November 10th. Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you are always invited to join us. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You can always leave a comment on the live stream as well. Busy, busy, busy show coming up today. In hour number two, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. So if you ever have any questions about your career or relationships or anything like that, you can always text those in or you can email them to us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Everything.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere, all the places.
Send us a piece of mail.
You can actually, yes, you can send actual physical mail.
Write us
mail.
A letter.
That would be great.
I would love that. I'd read that on the air with an accent.
Oh, well, if that's not enough to encourage you to write it, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Next hour at 11:33, tomorrow is Veterans Day, the official Veterans Day. The parades all happened last weekend.
Right, right.
But we really wanted to focus on our veterans and give you an opportunity to highlight the veteran in your life. And their stories. And so start thinking about that and who you would like to highlight or honor and bring some recognition to. That is coming up at 11:33. And then to kind of continue that, Lanice Runnels from the Waukesha County Workforce Development is going to join us in the very last segment to talk about a wonderful event that's happening on Monday, a Veterans Community Resource and Job Fair. Again, that's happening on Monday. So Lanice Runnels will be joining us at 11:50 to talk about that. I hope you can stick around. Starting off, though, we are now 7 days away from a government shutdown.
Possible
government shutdown. Who knows? Maybe they'll wait until the very last minute, which they are wont to do.
I think there'll be a Hail Mary pass that'll happen.
You really do?
I do.
See, I don't think they have any problems with shutting down the government.
I've done it before.
Yeah, for 34 days.
Yeah.
And right before Christmas.
Right, which is very much problematic because the economic impact for a lot of people is huge.
Yes.
But I don't know. I'm a little bit more optimistic than you are.
There's no question. Most people are more optimistic than I am.
The Pollyanna in me, but you know, I will say this. That if they could have gotten this all taken care of, if they hadn't spent so much time wasting time on the whole McCarthy deposition stuff, if they had made that, if they just marched forward instead of, I want to say a word, but I'm not going to.
Good.
We'd be light years ahead. So the economic part of it, I'm very concerned about it, but I really do seriously believe that there are people on both sides that don't want this to happen.
I would agree with you, but I think the strong faction within the Republican Party, some Republicans are calling them the Crazy Eight now. Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert,
sure,
you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think they have any problems with shutting down the government.
Well, they're not going to lose their paycheck, so
no,
what do they care?
No, they're not.
So I mean, I think they're crazy. Once again, you and I are a little, I'm more walking down the fence. I think there are crazy factions on both sides. I do. The Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't get her at all. She needs to just go away. She drives me crazy. The minute she hits the airwaves, I'm like, just go, please. Just go.
I just can't find, and I'm probably wrong, and someone can correct me, but for your Marjorie Taylor Greens and your Lauren Boberts and your Jim Jordans and your Matt Gaetzes, I can't find an effective comparison on the other side who are doing things which seem to cause purposeful stoppage, harm, all the things, same inflammatory, incendiary things. There are definitely liberals I'm sure I disagree with, and they might be like, oh boy, that's a lot.
Yep.
But none who almost cause, who want to cause the wanton, not destruction, but
damage
to this government. And then when they do, they stand on top of the pile as it's burning, and they're like, look what I did. I did that for you, American public.
Yeah. And I think it's important for us to recognize, too, so who gets paid? Who does get paid during a government shutdown? And not surprisingly, members of Congress.
Yep. Members
they of all get paid.
And sure. Anyone who's considered essential in the government.
Well, for essential employees, they do not get paid during the shutdown. This includes all active duty military, many federal law enforcement officers, workers at federally funded hospitals, air traffic controllers, TSA officers. They keep working without pay until Congress finally makes a deal, and then they wait for their back pay. Now, if you're a non-essential worker, you do not get paid, but as of 2019, they will get back pay once the shutdown is over. But again, in the meantime, they're living on savings.
Yep.
You have to pull out of your savings to pay your bills. And
right.
The last time a shutdown happened, it lasted for 34 days.
I understand. I do. I understand. And listen, I've been somebody who's had to live on my savings over these past few years. And
sure.
It's not.
It's tough.
It's really tough when you have to go to the bank and constantly, you know, and you just watch it deplete, go down, go down, go down. But I know it's going to be tight. I do. I know it's going to be tight. You know what really does, and we talked about this off the air, the air traffic controller situation is very concerning to me because of the fact that we are now heading into the major travel time for
Thanksgiving and Christmas. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, I'm not going to get in a plane if I know that Josh working the screen has been there for 36 hours and he's trying to pull double duty and not getting paid. I'm not getting in a plane. Sorry.
It will be interesting. It will, as you said, we have 7 whole days before this actually happens. I think one of the reasons why I am less optimistic than you are, Carol, is because yesterday there was a proposed solution that ultimately got yanked because it would have prevented a law which is intended to protect employees from being discriminated against if they want contraceptive services. So there is a faction, again, within the Republican Party that wanted to make it possible for employers to discriminate against their workers who want to use contraception. This happened yesterday. The election was on Tuesday, where Americans pretty substantially expressed their desire for bodily autonomy for women. They haven't learned anything.
But Mike Johnson doesn't care about that.
No, that's true.
And this is the beginning of that era.
Of those kinds of allowing employers to do those things?
Bold face, unapologetic. We will insert our, and when I say our, I mean their respective faith into bills and laws, which has been happening for a long time. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this is nothing new, but we've never had someone so brazen wielding that giant gavel like Mike Johnson. And he's been in what, for a
two
week
weeks.
And a half?
It's 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Here are some other things that will be affected. Flight delays could increase like they did in 2019 because of TSA worker and air traffic controller shortages. All 21 Smithsonian museums and the National Zoo could close. Immigration courts may close because we don't have any problems with our immigration numbers, so we can just continue backlogging those cases. That's going to work out just fine.
Let them wait another couple of years.
Sure, sure. About 10,000 low-income kids would immediately lose access to Head Start programs. FDA food safety inspections disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know all our food and is so safe. We don't need people looking over those things. Infrastructure, transportation, construction work across the nation could be put on hold. Projects
well,
to
can
fix...
I just say this? I wouldn't really mind the construction being put on hold for a little while.
But we need to get some of this stuff done. You live in Mequon, and so you're dealing with a 43 mess.
That's a mess.
It feels like it's been going on forever.
Right. And it's going to be going on for the next couple of years unless they have a shutdown. But the thing is that I don't mean to be flippant about this, not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that maybe hope springs eternal for Carol. Hope springs eternal. Before they break and the 7 days is done, I'm telling you right now, right before midnight on that seventh day, they're going to come down with something. Mark my words.
10/16 on the 10th of November.
Mark this, Calvin. We're going to want to be able to refer back to this in 7 days. Also, national parks are going to be closing if this happens.
Yeah.
We don't have any national parks in Wisconsin, but we're within driving distance.
Six to eight hours of two.
So, again, maybe for most of us, we're not going to feel the impact directly.
No. Well, but we will because the markets will be affected if something happens.
Oh, that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, the cost of a shutdown just costs the government a lot a day, and they're wasting money.
Government shutdowns can hamper growth. Some of the costs include raising the unemployment rate, lowering the GDP, and raising the cost of borrowing. Every week, a government shutdown could cost the U.S. economy $6 billion. Yep. Every week.
Okay, I'm going to say this too, and this is another reason why I do have this feeling.
Okay.
We cannot allow a shutdown to stop our military. We need them right now. More than ever. This is absolutely critical, especially the things that are happening overseas. We need our military personnel.
But we have one senator, Tommy Tuberville, who is holding up all these military promotions. And he's been doing this for months. That does not help our military either.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And he is doing this, again, over the issue of abortion. Not a winning issue for them.
Okay. Yeah, no. I mean, especially now that we're looking at Veterans Day, for Pete's sakes.
Veterans Day is tomorrow.
It's between that and the looming shutdown.
Heavy sigh. All right. Stay with us. Coming up, Baldwinomics? Really? You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jay Matinair in for Kristen Bry, Greg Buck, and Carol Kane live with me in studio. Calvin on the board. Good pull, Calvin. Boy, I haven't. That was Simply Red, right?
Look yes. at you pulling out your music knowledge.
I have not heard Simply Red.
Yes, that is right.
Oh, I haven't heard Simply Red in a really long time. Great, great, great grab. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to join us, you can always call and or text in. And I got the name of, it's not Baldwinomics, Greg Bry.
No, it's not.
Or Greg Bry.
Wow.
Greg Buck. It's Friday. Okay, it's been a long week.
Take a knee, go outside, touch the grass. All right, here we go.
It's not Baldwinomics.
Yeah.
It is
Baldwinflation.
What is Baldwinflation?
It is the new, it's the new turn of phrase. Play on words from the Wisconsin GOP, courtesy of Brian Schimming and that group on Twitter or X, or whatever you call it. They've been harping on Bidenomics
okay.
for the past few weeks, months,
sure.
years,
sure.
whatever. But now they've thrown in, because they want to target Tammy Baldwin because she's running and she has no
challenger so
real
far.
Challenger and no challenger at all, actually. And so now they're saying it's Bidenomics and Baldwinflation.
Oh.
And it's also just a bunch of lies, because they're saying things like gas prices are up 62%.
No, they're down.
Not in this state.
Wait, I paid $2.99 yesterday.
Yeah, they're $2.89 by my house. Like, and they're
I gotta move. Mine's $3.29.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, gas up in Waukesha.
Yeah. And they're saying that look. We are all affected by the rise of costs, whether it's your food, your clothing, your rent, your interest rates. Those are all, and those are important things to talk about.
Without a doubt.
But I do not think that blaming Tammy Baldwin and Joe Biden is the way to do this. When you want to talk about rising rents, we got to talk about the renting problem in this country.
Yes.
We want to talk about food prices. We need to talk about where we're buying our food, how we're buying our food, waste of food. Access to food. I understand that they're coming at them because these are bite-sized little morsels on cool graphics. But what you're doing is you're saying it's their fault when it's a bigger conversation. You're disposing of nuance and disposing of minutia, which is important minutia to talk about, because people who are like a generation below me, they laugh at the idea of ever buying a house.
I'm sure.
They talk about I have friends who live in apartments in like Chicago who are my age, who live like two and three roommates because they want to be able to live comfortably.
And you're in your late 40s.
I'm in my, hold on.
Okay, mid, fine.
I'm in my mid.
Okay,
I'm in the 3-year mid area.
Fine.
But it's just this, there are problems how they affect, the economy affects people. And we need to talk about them, putting them on a graphic and really throwing lies in there just isn't how you do it. And from a comedy standpoint, from a comedian standpoint, it's really hack turn of phrase too, Baldwinflation. So I just toss back. I'm like, that just sounds Vossful, or it's the Fitzgerald.
Oh,
just the Fitzgerald. But that's my problem. Like we talked about this a while ago. When Brian Schimming came out as the chairman of the GOP, he made it that he was going to look at all of the flaws and all the cracks in this party, in this state. How do we fix them? How do we get forward? How do we do things differently? And so far, the only thing he has done has embraced early voting, because he has no choice.
Right.
And now everybody's lockstep. They're like, early voting is banking your voting.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it's like, okay, fine. I think that's going to blow up in your face. Because you're dealing with two types of people. One, people are like, I thought this was a crime. I thought this was a...
Everything is evil.
And people who are like, oh, now you're changing your mind. I can't trust anybody anymore. And he's done... Basically, my problem is he's done nothing in almost his year in the office, but just become a chronic person on Twitter.
844-967-2789. 844-96...
Party.
Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for listening. What are you thinking about this?
Good morning. Well, the problem is these labels, the Bidenomics, and I'm sure the Baldwin, whatever you called it, will work. Because I talked to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who's a Republican And all he talked about was how Biden is killing the world and killing the economy and killing the United States. And I'm just like, you know, these people get so brainwashed and they hear that label over and over and over again, which Republicans are so good at doing. And it works. That's the problem. People don't do their homework. They just plain old listen to the crap.
Yep, absolutely. They can never provide the proof. You're like, oh, the economy's terrible. Okay, how so? And the food prices and the rents, you know.
And then the prices of gas.
The prices of gas. Like, you can't give me a cohesive, linear from A to B on why the economy is as terrible as you are telling me it is.
And I don't think people realize either, Cindy, that, yes, inflation here is high, but globally, it's our inflation rate is really low compared to other countries around the world.
Yeah.
In similar circumstances. It's inflation is a global problem. We had a global pandemic. There were ramifications from this.
Yeah, I do agree with Greg completely, though, on the fact that this is a big conversation that needs to take place, obviously. We have so many facets of this conversation that aren't being addressed, and people need help. People need help. And you know, I'm not asking for the government to get more fingers in, because sometimes all you do is muck it up even more. But, you know, people need help.
Thank you for calling, Cindy. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack checking in on the text line. For almost all of Biden's term, Republicans have been screaming the economy is terrible. Of course, that's not even close to the truth, but they can make it so by refusing to finance the government and then blame the Democrats. It's the usual GOP approach to governing, cause a crisis and say it's the Democrats' fault. This has been going on for decades.
And it always works.
It does seem to work pretty frequently. Yep. All right, coming up, the Pope said what?
What?
I was really, really surprised when I saw this yesterday. Pope Francis coming out with a determination that I don't know that is going to sit well with all of the flock.
The rank and file flock.
I think the rank and file flock might be upset by this. That is coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 27 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. 42 tomorrow, cloudy. 35 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Good morning. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Metnier in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach and Carol Kane with me in studio. Calvin on the board and you at 844-967-2789. You can call and or text or leave a comment on the live stream. Want to remind you, an hour from now, tomorrow is Veterans Day officially. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take your calls and your texts about the veteran in your life that you would like to give a big shout out to.
Okay.
And I think everybody knows someone or has a relative or...
I do have a very sweet story to tell you.
Wonderful.
And he's not related to me, but it's a very sweet story.
So that is coming up at 10:33. I hope you can join us for that. We're also going to share a song that they debuted on our Civic Media station out of Green Bay this morning.
Yeah.
Called Good Morning Vietnam. And a Vietnam veteran was just about to go home and he had one more night to spend. And his fears that he was not going to wake up the next day and get to go home. So stick around for that. That is coming up an hour from now at 11:33. But we were just talking about Baldwinflation, which is a term being kicked around by some Wisconsin Republicans about one of our senators, Tammy Baldwin, and how...
Oh my gosh, who could they be talking about?
Well, just in case, you know, you don't know, and how basically everything is her fault because things are expensive and inflation is up and gas prices and all that. So Rob from Port Edwards is joining us on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Hi there.
Good morning. Greg, plug your ears. I'm going to be a little spicy here.
Yeah.
The
Yeah, right. The Republican Party, since Reagan, has taken our national debt, and it's ballooned. If you look prior to Reaganomics, things were well below what the gross national product was each year, and all of this domestic product and all of that. But once Reagan got his hands in the till, it's been well over. And so all this hue and cry over, you know, we're in deficit, we're going under. Well, yeah, because you folks have written into law or eliminated laws where the high-end folks and corporations aren't being taxed. You know, us down here with the whale who are being bled dry. So I think the proper term for this is probably, you know, related to elephants. It's called elephantiasis. They have the stones to say the things that they're saying with a straight face and try to convince you. And so that would be my term, elephantiasis. I have a question regarding my favorite station. Yesterday, I heard, and my mouth dropped open, that there was a poll conducted in the national news. One of the big three is our news source here at the half hour and all of this. And they said that the poll showed that 51% of Wisconsin voters don't want to see any change if the legislative maps are redrawn. They want to keep it until the 2030 census. That's mind blowing. I don't know where this poll was conducted, perhaps, you know, downtown New Berlin. I'm not sure, but I find that very hard to believe, given the Supreme Court vote, how this all has played out. People, I think, are a little more savvy than what this poll would suggest. I guess that's my question. You folks have a lovely day.
Thank you. Too, Rob. Thank you so much, Rob.
Stay spicy.
Have a great day as well. I saw that poll, too, and I was very, very surprised by that.
Really?
As Rob said, too, considering the turnout for the election for the state Supreme Court, which put Justice Protasiewicz on the court, I still see we want fair map signs. And granted, I live in Milwaukee, so I'm sure that makes a big difference. But I think there's a lot of support for fair maps in Wisconsin. I really do. I think Wisconsinites do not respect cheaters. No matter who it is.
Yeah. No.
I don't want, and if the if we do get different maps, I don't want the Democrats to do the same thing. I think it's wrong. I just think it's wrong.
I'm just not quite sure how much legitimacy I put into polls overall, though. I really don't. I mean, I think they can be misleading.
Oh, yes.
And I just, every time I read about a poll, I kind of have to take it with a grain of salt. That's just Carol.
No,
that's
no.
Just me.
I think you're absolutely right to do that. I mean, I wasn't surprised when I saw this. And polls, I mean, we're you know, when the polling came out last week or earlier this week that said that, you know, Biden was losing to every single poll against Trump. Like, yeah. And then they quickly said, yeah, but a year out.
We're a year out.
In 2011, Barack Obama was losing the election.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton was winning the presidential election in 2016 by a landslide, and that didn't work out. So polls are polls. Like, they're talking to 1,000 to 1,500 people. Plus, I'm also going to say this. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people who do want fair maps, but say something to the effect of, don't do it right this moment. Like, don't reverse it the moment the judgment comes down. Wait until a certain year and redo them, because it takes time to redo them. Or just don't revert back. I can see people in Wisconsin doing that because they're not as affected maybe by the maps.
But I think the effect is greater than people appreciate.
But that's the thing is,
I do.
But that statement says then that people don't understand it. So they might just be like, yeah, you can wait.
Well,
yeah,
that's a good point.
We have to take a look at this. We are so quick to hair trigger and make changes without really giving it its due diligence. It happens all the time.
I thought you were talking about the Dobbs decision.
Hey-o!
But that's addressing what Greg's talking about, and the fact of, you know, if the decision comes down, let's take some time. Let's take a look at these things and figure out and make an intelligent decision.
Without a doubt. But that doesn't mean waiting until 2030.
Yeah,
No.
I don't think we should wait until 2030. I mean, maybe, like, if we were to wait, I would say, Well, no, I want them done now. That's fine. I want them done right now. Like, I want them done yesterday.
Yeah. Well, again, this is not a done deal. We'll have to see what happens. But I, going back to the Baldwinflation, that's one of our senators who's actually brought things to Wisconsin.
Right. Like,
Tammy Baldwin has actually accomplished things for the people of Wisconsin on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
For farmers, for technology. She's done all kinds of things.
And
meanwhile, our senior senator, Ron Johnson.
I hate that he gets that title.
Is still holding hearings on COVID. The COVID cabal now.
Yeah.
And I believe he genuinely believes that. I do. I think he genuinely believes that.
Jane, what you don't understand about freedom, though.
What?
Is that COVID strangles freedom. And we got to unlock those fingers of the cabal.
Of the cabal.
Around the necks of our freedom.
Okay.
If we don't freedom our freedom, we don't get to freedom.
I think we should just call him COVID cabal Ron Johnson now. if they're gonna do Baldwinflation.
Kobe.
Then we'll just call him cabal Johnson. All right, moving on quickly. This was a big surprise when I saw this yesterday.
Yeah.
The Vatican now out with guidance that says transgender people can be baptized, serve as godparents, and witness weddings in the Roman Catholic Church under certain circumstances.
Yeah, there are caveats added to this.
But
you have to bring a dish to pass.
A hot dish to pass.
Oh, a casserole.
A transgender person can receive baptism under the same conditions as other faithful, so long as this doesn't cause scandal or disorientation among other Catholics.
That wasn't explained. We don't know what that means.
That seems pretty broad.
Actually, what that sounds like to me, it says, hey, individual parishes, you get to
decide.
It's basically parish rights. Like we say, as the Vatican,
it's on you to decide. Transgender people can be admitted to the role of godfather or godmother, and that there is nothing in canon law prohibiting transgender people from witnessing marriage ceremonies.
You mean that they didn't cover this? They didn't cover transgender people witnessing marriage ceremonies in Luke or Mark or John or Bob's Bible? I mean,
apparently not.
Bob's Bible.
Wow.
There were no guidelines.
Okay, here's the Pollyanny coming out again. Sorry. I take heart that at least steps are being made, even if there are caveats, at least a step is being made to maybe try and live in the real world. This is, you know, at least he acknowledges the fact that these people exist.
These people exist.
Right. So that's where I see a positive in the fact that we are kind of moving forward ever so slightly.
And ever so slightly is a really good way to put it, because I always think of one of my favorite old guys, Galileo. The earth is not flat, and the sun is actually the center of the universe, not
kill
earth.
Him!
And it only took the Catholic Church 200 years to forgive him of heresy because he discovered that the earth is not the center of the universe.
And
so maybe in another 200 years, baby steps.
but the thing is I'm sorry to provide more needles for your balloons. The language, is saying individual churches and parishes, you decide what you want to do. Unfortunately, and I have a friend of mine, we used to work in youth ministry together in the Catholic Church, him more recently than I, and I asked him, after seeing a recent church service, I said, is the Catholic Church starting to go more hard right? Like more, a little more fiery and brimstone? He said, absolutely.
So they're going more Old Testament.
They're going more old. They're not really invoking the social justice, love all. It's up to the priest to say the sermon he wants. And the last one I saw in front of 17, 18, 19 year olds graduating from high school was, if you don't invoke the name of Jesus in all the things you do, you will burn. And I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I worked in ministry for almost 10. Never taught, never spoke, never was told anything of like, you're going to burn if you're going to do this. We never discussed hell. We were never given punishment for any failings. It was like, If you sinned, you think about it, you go to confession, you mean it, and you move on.
And you do better, and you try and do better.
But this prescribing of punishment beforehand, that's where they're going, is because they're losing membership? Is that because they're trying to get more people through the door? And they see these mega churches and these super hard right congregations spitting fire and brimstone, and they're getting the attention? I don't know, but it makes me upset. I'm not a religious person anymore. I don't believe in that stuff, but I still have a great deal of, like, it means something to me.
Sure.
And to see,
you're a man of faith, then.
That's a whole other conversation. I'm nervous to see the social justice idea that we were brought up in, to help other people, good works and services,
turn the other cheek,
being thrown away in the sense of, like, if you don't believe, you're going to burn next.
Well, and I think that's an interesting hypothesis, that some of these congregations may be going far right because of the success that they're seeing at these mega churches where it is fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, maybe the Vatican is issuing a decree like this because they see the declining membership, and it's like, we need to tell people they're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We need to welcome people if we because religious attendance is way down.
Yeah,
way
down. Yeah, no, I don't. I really am not that religious at all anymore. I mean, I was, and I grew up Lutheran. I'm not Catholic, so I didn't go through what you guys went through.
Yeah.
But I just, I do see a great deal of hypocrisy when it comes to churches and religion. I do. Mm-hmm. Great deal of hypocrisy. Some of the most professed religious people I know
of any faith
are some of the worst people on the planet. Sorry.
We're looking at you, Unitarians.
Oh, no, I just, you know, if you're going to sit there and quote the Bible, then walk the walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't cherry pick it. If you're going to quote one thing, then you have to follow all of the things.
Right. But I do at least take some kind of
hope
into, yes.
All right. Well, coming up next, the fast car finally gets recognized. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Bach, Carol Kane with me live in studio. And you can always join us, text or call at 844-967-2789. Been kicking around a couple of different things. We were talking about the announcement yesterday from the Vatican, guidance anyway, that transgender people can be baptized, serve as godparents, and even witness weddings under certain circumstances. We did have someone comment on our text line Do you think people that go to church should be perfect? I was told the church is a hospital for sinners. I absolutely do not expect people who attend church to be perfect.
No.
Not
nobody's
at all.
Perfect.
But I also, the way I was raised, like you, Greg, I was raised Catholic, and I had 7 years of Catholic school. It was, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the Bible. We shouldn't, Christians should not judge.
That's supposed to be left up to the higher power.
Yeah.
To sit in judgment. And some of the things that are going on today seem pretty judgy to me.
Yeah. Very off-brand, if you will. Our a good friend of the show, Joseph McClear, said on the live stream, must be a drive-by baptism.
I think they do that.
I that'd be hilarious. Just throw a water balloon at their head. Just
I don't think it's a water balloon. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I'd like to say a few words on religion and the Bible. It isn't the Bible that's got the problem. It's the people. I'm a Christian. I run Christian leadership groups. And I'm forever trying to say, stop cherry-picking this book.
Thank you.
Either you believe or you don't. You don't. You have to make a choice. Now, you can call yourself a Christian. That's okay with me. I don't mind. But don't pick out only the parts that are acceptable to you. I'm against abortion, but I'm not against the way they're handling it. It shouldn't be government. It should be done a different way. When it comes to abortion, if you truly are against abortion, then you're against, or you should be against, stopping the people at the border. These are men, women, and children that are crossing the border to save their lives. But you want to send them to a certain death. That life you don't care about. The fetus life you care about. It's got to stop, people. It's got to stop. You are not God. You can't. Don't interpret what God says to make it fit your venue. Thanks so much for giving me the chance to speak, and have a great week.
Hang on. Hey, Bill, can you hang on just for 1 second? I have a question for you. I'm just curious. It seems to me that many denominations nowadays are much more about following the Old Testament as opposed to the New Testament, which I always understood to be a new message of, again, turn the other cheek, not an eye for an eye. I thought that stuff was left behind with the new message.
Well, as far as that goes, out here in Oconomowoc, we've had plenty of new churches pop up where people were fed up with all the different little cubby holes that man puts on religion. And it was a return to just the Bible, period. And either you accept it or you don't. The Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, there's a little bit of a different point of view on religion from the old to the new. The old was fire and brimstone. The new, we had a Savior come down for our sins, and I believe this. I believe it 100%. I grew up in a Lutheran church. There was a long time when I stayed out there, kind of away, not 100% in it, just out there. We're kind of soul-searching. But now, after being blessed to live over 70 years, I've returned to, man, I've been so blessed. I am so thankful for what I have, not what I don't have. And we've got to implore that kind of message to people. Stop the cherry picking.
Thank you so much, Bill. We really appreciate your input. We really appreciate you listening. Have a wonderful day. 844-967-2789. We want to give a shout out to Tracy Chapman.
Yes.
Real quickly. Tracy Chapman this week honored with Song of the Year for the bumper music that Calvin played, Fast Car. I think we all know that song.
Sure.
She was the first one Song of the Year for Fast Car at the CMA Awards on Wednesday night, making her the first Black songwriter to ever win the award.
Yep.
And I remember when that song came out in 1988, and it was so vastly different than anything else that was being played at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you know, you cannot be remiss in saying that, you know, Luke Combs actually really helped bring it back
to bring it a second life.
Right. Gave it a second life. And I couldn't be happier for her. I know that there have been... This is Song of the Year, right? She won Song of the Year.
She won Song of the Year.
Because he won something for this, too. I think you have other Black artists that have won awards, but not Song of the Year.
Not Song of the Year. Exactly. She sent a written statement because she couldn't be at the CMAs. I'm sorry I couldn't join you all tonight. Truly an honor for my song to be newly recognized 35 years after its debut. Thank you to the CMAs and a special thanks to Luke and all the fans of Fast Car.
I love that she was in it. Like, I love that she was a part of this. I love her. And yeah, like growing up I was a little kid, but I remember hair metal and new wave and pomposity in the music. And then you have this woman and the video too. It's her by herself against a black screen, just her face singing this song so earnestly and beautifully. Yes. And it makes me so happy that Luke Combs and his team of songwriters said,
we're going to bring this back.
We're bringing this back. We're going to honor it and we're going to honor her. And they did, and that was beautiful. And good job, CMAs.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tracy Chapman, from what I understand, came from very, very humble beginnings. Mm. She was a folk artist who used to hang around Harvard Square in Boston and just and busk.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. It's been so long, I don't remember that. But now that you say that.
I'm pretty sure she was a busker.
Yeah, yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So,
but then she comes back like 10 years later with Give Me One Reason, and it's just like, oh, Tracy.
She's now, we're going to have to bring back some of that music and chills. Yeah. Great song. All right.
Is she still performing? I'm sorry. Yes. Is she still performing out and about?
Yeah, she still tours. I don't think she tours a lot, but she still is out there in the world.
Okay, good to know.
Stick around. Coming up at 11:06, as he does every Friday, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life.
Thank goodness.
And then at 11:20, I'm so looking forward to this. If only Rosanna Dana were still around. That's all coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer. Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light.
at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy the
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.